Tonight I've got something a little bit different, all right, than what I normally talk about. It's really about you were playing about to give us strength, about God to give us strength, you know, by being wise about all the different things that are going on around us, making us wise to what's going on and giving us strength not to get involved in it, all right? Tonight I just want to talk about a situation. It's not really a preaching a message, but it's talking about news and a situation. And what I've called it is communist Christianity. Communist Christianity. China cracks down on freedom of religion. All right? Now, if you've got your Bibles, you can open to Isaiah. These are the scriptures I used on Sunday. We're talking about the same thing. Isaiah 26, verse 3. We're going into a period of history, as we were talking before. God warns us. Look out. There's going to be all this danger going on, and we need to keep ourselves up to date. Keep our eyes open. You know, we're supposed to be vigilant, sober, and alert. Amen? So, Isaiah 26, verse 3 it is. And the scripture, as I said, I used on Sunday. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Alright? Let's say that again. God. We're talking about God here. And Isaiah is talking about God. He says, thou, O God, will keep him, that person, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Amen? And then I quoted Psalm 112, verse 7, which states, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Amen? Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight with this information I'm going to give you, to continue to trust in God. Amen? To keep our minds stayed on God, that we might go through this period that we're heading into, which is going to get a lot rougher, let me warn you, and that we will have peace in the midst of the storm. God has not promised that there won't be any storms. He has promised there will be lots of storms, but he will be with us in the storm. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your promise tonight, that if our minds are stayed on you, Lord, and trusting you, you will keep us, Lord, in perfect peace. And we also see in our scripture tonight, Lord, that we won't be afraid of evil news coming, Lord. Evil news coming because our heart is fixed on you, Lord, and we trust in you. And we pray, Lord, that you help us tonight, Lord, to grasp hold of your promises, Lord, and to stand fast on them, Lord, as we see in this wicked age that we live in, a very exciting age, I reckon, but it's a wicked age, and we pray, Lord, that you keep us safe and give us peace in the midst of these storms that are coming, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Last Sunday morning in my message, Kept in Perfect Peace was the name of it, I mentioned about the situation that now prevails in communist China. Just casually mentioned it. Where the government recently passed laws which require Chinese Christians to submit to the Communist Party. I also briefly mentioned about a Chinese pastor who's been in prison for defying the government. You remember? You might remember I said that. Tonight I want to relate some of what is currently taking place in China with regard to freedom of religion. And taking into consideration the passages of scripture I preached from last Sunday, and which I quoted again tonight, I have been wondering how successfully I might demonstrate my trust in the Lord if I was to be exposed to what some Chinese Christians are currently being confronted with. Would I truly be in perfect peace, unafraid of the evil tidings coming from their government? The Chinese government has further tightened its already tyrannical reign upon its citizens by announcing that people of all religious faiths must submit to the demands of the government, and rather than evangelizing for their own religious group, like Christians evangelizing for the church, they are to evangelize and promote the beliefs of the Chinese Communist Party. According to one Catholic priest who contacted the Christian Broadcasting Network, he said, in practice, your religion no longer matters. If you are a Buddhist or a Taoist or a Muslim or Christian, the only religion allowed is faith in the Chinese Communist Party. All right? As of February the 1st this year, 2020, all religious groups must adhere to the new rules, which consist of 6 chapters and 41 articles. they require government approval for any type of gathering and total submission to the Communist Party. One law, Article 17, states, this is what it says, religious organisations must spread the principles and policies of the Chinese Communist Party, as well as national laws, regulations, rules to religious personnel and religious citizens, educating religious personnel and religious citizens to support the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, supporting the socialist system, adhering to and following the path of socialism with Chinese characteristics, end of quote. That's in Article 17 of this law that's been brought out. Imagine if they said that in Australia, right? Manuscripts from each religion are also not immune from being censored. Manuscripts from each religion.
The Bible.
The Bible, the Quran, etc. The Daily Mail reported that the Communist Party intends to complete a comprehensive evaluation of the existing religious classics aiming at contents which do not conform to the progress of the times. That's a quote from their document. It says, the Chinese Communist Party intends to complete a comprehensive, quote, comprehensive evaluation of the existing religious classics, the Bible, the classics aiming at contents which do not conform to the progress of the times, end of quote. As Christian Headlines previously reported, this means that books such as the Bible or the Quran will be rewritten to reflect socialist values, and any paragraphs that the government deems wrong will be changed. Hey, changing God's word. Ooh. New editions that are printed must not contain any content that goes against the beliefs of the Communist Party, according to a top party official. Paragraphs deemed wrong by the censors will be amended or retranslated. Though the Bible and Quran were not mentioned specifically, they didn't mention them, the Communist Party calls for a comprehensive evaluation of the existing religious classics, aiming at contents which do not conform to communist ideology. It obviously includes the Bible and the Quran. The order was given in November during a meeting held by the Committee for Ethics. Listen to this. These Chinese have got big long names and strings of words for their different departments. Here's one. The order was given in November during a meeting held by the Committee for Ethic and Religious Affairs of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. All right? Which oversees, that group oversees all ethic and religious matters in China. Patrick Poon, P-O-O-N, Patrick Poon, a China research at Amnesty International, commented that the plans of the Communist Party show how manipulative the Chinese government is, hypocritically allowing certain religions to operate in China, but only strictly with what content the Chinese government allows. This is what I've been saying about all the excitement about China. All these millions and millions of Christians. Wow! They're just falling over themselves, all getting saved. Well, the churches they go to are under the control of the Communist Party. You see? They're not really believing the Bible. They're believing what the government allows them to believe. So we shouldn't get too excited. And when these laws were brought in, millions of Christians handed back their faith. Anyhow, in many ways, the Chinese government's control, including censorship of the Bible and the Quran, has twisted the doctrines of these religious texts and thus the religions. There is simply no genuine freedom, religious freedom. That's according to that Patrick Poon with Amnesty International. Churches within China's officially recognised Christian bodies, these are the churches that are recognised by the Chinese government. The Three Self Patriotic Movement and the Chinese Patriotic Catholic Association have recently faced severe restrictions. Communist officials have edited sermons, ordered the removal of crosses, and replaced Ten Commandment displays with portraits of Chinese leaders. According to The Federalist, an American right-wing conservative online magazine that covers politics, culture, and religion, the new laws come after finishing off 2019 with, quote, the worst religious persecution in the country's history. A pastor of the House Church, Early Rain Covenant Church, Wang Yi, this is the man I mentioned last Sunday, a pastor of the House Church, Early Rain Covenant Church, Pastor Wang Yi, caught international attention last year when he was arrested and later sentenced to 9 years in prison for inciting subversion of the state power and illegal business activities. His family wasn't even sure if he was alive until they heard about his sentencing. Pastor Wang Yi was sentenced to prison for 9 years after he called the Chinese Communist Party morally incompatible with the Christian faith. The court sentenced 46-year-old Pastor Wang Yi, who led Early Rain Covenant Church in the Chinese city of Chengdu, for incitement of subversion of state power and for illegal business operations, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Chinese government often uses those charges against religious leaders and against those who disagree politically with the government, according to Wall Street Journal. In 2018, this Pastor Yang, he's a troublemaker, Pastor Yang wrote an essay entitled Meditations of the Religious War, in which he wrote that the ideology of the Chinese Communist Party is morally incompatible with the Christian faith and with all those who uphold freedom of the mind and thought. So he told them this is incompatible. Incompatible. What your laws are incompatible to Christian faith and with all those who uphold freedom of the mind and thought. Wang's church had been one of the most politically active churches in China for years, holding a service every year commemorating the 1989 massacre of Tiananmen Square, even though the government severely restricted the observance of this massacre. He went against that. He had a service for it on that particular day. Whoa. But the church was closed in 2018 as the Chinese government cracked down on religious houses of worship. While in prison, Pastor Wang Yi released a letter called, this is the letter I read, My Declaration of Faithful Disobedience. He wrote a letter while he's in prison. My Declaration of Faithful Disobedience. And in it he declared that he will not give in to the pressure, quote, regardless of what crime the government charges me with, whatever filth they file at me, as long as this charge is related to my faith, my writings, my comments and my teachings, it is merely a lie and temptation of demons. I categorically deny it. I will serve my sentence, but I will not serve the law. I will be executed, but I will not plead guilty. Now, I said he's been sentenced for execution. He hasn't. He's saying, if I'm to be executed, I will not plead guilty. He's going to stand strong even if they kill him. Now, for him to even say that, to get them to think about execution, I wouldn't even mention execution. Well, I might give them ideas, you know. But he went and said it. I will be executed, but I will not plead guilty. He wrote that from prison. Anyhow, unlike Pastor Wang, millions of professing Christians throughout China had capitulated and surrendered to the Communist Party's dictatorial laws. But there are many like Pastor Wang. There are a few, I don't know how many, but there are people just like Pastor Wang who are genuine Christians, born-again Christians, who are standing on the Lord's side, remaining true to the Scriptures, and who can truly claim for themselves Isaiah 26:3, which promises, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Pastor Yang, that's what he's doing. He's trusting God. Despite what the government has done to him and locked him up for 9 years, right, separate from his wife and family and his church and all that, demolished his church, right, got rid of all that, and he's still defiant. He's trusting in the Lord. Now, this is the whole point of my message tonight. The challenging question I ask myself, I'm asking myself, not you people, all right? The challenging question I ask myself, though, is, what side would I be standing on if the same persecution was upon me? Hopefully the Lord would extend grace and enable me to keep my mind stayed singly fixed upon Him, trusting in Him, and that I would be found standing with Pastor Yang.
Amen.
Amen. That's for myself. Now, as I mentioned last Sunday in the service, we think, oh, this is scary, you know, it's getting scary. Oh, persecution coming, they might kill us. God gives grace. God gives grace. You think of all those martyrs down through the years who just willingly went to burn on a...
Burn
me! Hang on, that's hot. That's right. So there's all... And they know they're going to be fed to the lions. They know they're going to be beheaded. And yet they still proclaim the Lord. God extended grace to them. And I believe if we stand strong for the Lord and if He if it's His will for us to go that way, I'm praying it wouldn't be, but if it is, God will extend grace to us. Amen. We don't have to fear. We do not have to fear the evil tidings that's coming upon the whole world. And soon, we're going to see a departure. If we believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, we believe, be ready. Because there's going to be a departure from this earth to heaven. Amen.